Welcome back into Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. It's the inaugural show, and for a big show, you bring on big guests. And few are bigger than our guest right now, Joel Hammond with the Cleveland Indians, who is soaking up the sunshine down in Arizona. Joel, how are you?
Hi, Andy. Thanks for having me. Congrats on the new show, guys, and I really look forward to joining you.
Well, I think a lot of people are looking forward to this Cleveland Indians season. Boy, lots of hype for all the obvious reasons. And I think when you take a look at some of the things that you guys have produced the last few days, some of the footage that you've captured with some of the players, it really seems like it's an extremely positive vibe from all the guys who were in camp.
Yeah, I just had the opportunity to come out last night, here this morning, and I think you're right. You know, guys are relaxed. This is usually the case in spring. You know, nobody's gone through a slump in the regular season yet, but usually in the spring it's loose and relaxed. But this camp, you know, guys are having fun. You know, I think it's natural to enter camp relaxed as the AL champs, and you know, haven't taken the Cubs to game seven and the 10th inning. So I think guys are ready to get going. You know, it's a longer camp. It's going to be a little bit more relaxed. There's going to be a few more days off. And so guys are happy to be here and get things going. And we start Saturday with our first game.
Joel, you mentioned a longer camp. Part of that has to do with the World Baseball Classic coming up this summer. I know a lot of Indians are partaking in that. You talk about the excitement of the season. Are these guys excited to go and represent their countries and possibly bring an off-season trophy home for their native lands?
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. I mean, you know, Carlos Santana for the DR, Lindor and Perez for Puerto Rico, and Andrew Miller for obviously the U.S. are kind of our bigger names that are going. And, you know, Andrew spoke to that, look, you know, I know where my bread is buttered. I know the Indians are my employer, and I am responsible to them. But I also, you know, don't get this chance very often to go and represent my country. And Frankie has talked about that very often, about, you know, being proud to be from Puerto Rico and happy to go and try to win the tournament for his home country. So that plays into it. And, you know, I think it's been funny to hear our front office guys talk about it. You know, we of course are very supportive of what our players want to do, but we'll be much happier when they come back to us in one piece and healthy. So looking forward to watching them, but also having them back in camp after the event is over.
We're talking with Joel Hammond. He's the communications coordinator with the Cleveland Indians. And Joel, tickets just seem like they are flying off the shelves. And I think that's a wonderful problem for the Indians to have. But, of course, you guys are coming up on a pretty important date as far as tickets are concerned as they relate to opening day.
We are. And our single game lot sale is March 6th, next Monday, the 6th. So always a busy day. You know, we've been preaching for the last 5 or 6 months to get season tickets, because that will be your best bet to get home opener tickets. But even discounting the home opener, which will sell out within minutes on the 6th, when we have summer weekend games like our Friday and Saturdays in the summer at Progressive Field, essentially the lower bowl sold out already. So when fans log on there on March 6th to get tickets for, you know, the Tigers in July or the Blue Jays in July or the White Sox in June or whomever, the Yankees in August, they're going to be surprised kind of by what the inventory is like. And it's a good problem to have, but we're hoping that our fans jump on there on the 6th and really scoop up those prime summer weekend tickets, because they will be hot tickets to come by later in the summer.
Joel, you talk about those summer tickets going like hotcakes right now. One of the things the Indians did last year is they moved up those summertime games, 6:30 start times. They're doing it again this year. Obviously, some success from that last year and carrying over into this season as well, huh?
Yeah, we've tested it. We tested it in 15, actually, with about a half dozen April and May weeknight games at 6:10. And last year, we extended that to all weeknight games in April and May. And we'll do that again this year. We think it has a number of advantages. One, our players and our staff love it. They get out of, you know, when it's 30 degrees at 9 o'clock and, 25 degrees at 10 o'clock when games end, you know, that's a big difference. So our staff and our players love it. We try to get our families that come out during April and May home an hour earlier for the kiddos. And then we also, we're looking to maybe capture some of that downtown crowd that works downtown. Hey, stop into the ballpark for a few hours before heading home. That way you don't have to go home and come back. And So we've had good feedback. There are some fans who I think naturally, you know, aren't as fond of it as others, but I think we'll continue it for the foreseeable future just for those factors that I mentioned.
Andy Bulbarch and Matt Douglas on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We're talking with Joel Hammett of the Cleveland Indians, and we've talked about the tickets so far, the incredible amount of hype going into the season, and all the great things that come along with it. But we want to talk about perhaps the biggest addition in the offseason, and that would, of course, be Edwin Encarnacion. When you're around him, Joel, and I know you've been there for a day or two at spring training, what kind of effect has he already had on the Indians, even though you were only about a week or so in to spring camp?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's had a number of, there's a number of reasons why he's had a big impact on our team already. One is that, he's a leader. One of the biggest things that Terry and company have talked about since we signed Encarnacion was what that meant for Mike Napoli, who meant a ton to our organization and was a huge part of our run a year ago. But Edwin has been great in camp. He's kind of, taking Carlos Santana under his wing. You know, Carlos is a veteran, but he's also a guy that, is friends with Edwin. So they've been very close. And I think some of the younger guys have looked up to Edwin so far. And everything we've heard and everything we've seen so far is that he's just a consummate pro and, makes everybody around him a little bit better. So I had the opportunity actually today to kind of watch behind the cage one of his BP sessions. And I tweeted from my personal account that this is an experience. I mean, the ball jumps off his bat, and fans are going to like having Edwin in the middle of our lineup.
Joel, I got to ask you, we know the answer from a fan perspective. I mean, we were just a fair ball by Jason Kipnis away from possibly winning the World Series last year, the extra innings. We all know how it ended. But it's electric. Obviously, being a fan, we're excited to get this thing going, get the opening day coming our way. From the player standpoint, you're there, you're seeing them. Are they pretty excited? Are they fired up for this season to get going so they get another chance at that possible AL crown again?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you talk about it. I had the same. I think you ask anybody what their feelings were about Game 7, the World Series run. It was pride, but it was also, look, we're in the business to win the World Series, right? And yeah. So, that's our goal, and that's what we want to do. So, I think any of the players would say that, look, we're proud of what we did, but we want to win that last game. We don't want to have that feeling anymore. So they're excited. They're ready to get going. And, I think they're invigorated by our front offices and our ownership's, commitment to them. You know, I think it's not easy to go spend, we're not in the business of signing guys to $20 million a year contracts. That's just not what we do. But I think our ownership kind of recognized that. And I think that's invigorating. You know, you talked about, or you hear Kipnis talk about, what that signals to the current players and the commitment that our ownership has to the team. And, then we say, well, we're done. And then we go add Boone Logan for $6 million a year. And I think that has helped the players get over it and as much as you can and get excited to get back to it.
Andy Bulbarch and Matt Douglas on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We're talking with Joel Hammett of the Cleveland Indians. Joel, the expectations are certainly very, very high for the Tribe this year. There's no question about that. You are our very first guest, so the expectations of you are pretty high. And one of the things that we want to do is we want to incorporate some of our funny little games with some of our guests. And one of the games we're playing today is called Recast. What we do is we recast a movie that was made, in this case, 20 years ago, coming up on 30 years, actually, Home Alone. If you were to recast Home Alone with some of the stars of today, who would you use? So earlier, I had used the young man that plays Adam Goldberg on that ABC sitcom, The Goldbergs, as Kevin McAllister. I think both Matt and I took Will Ferrell and cast him as Marv from The Wet Bandits. And then I went with Jack Black to play Harry from The Wet Bandits. And Matt took Jason Alexander, who, of course, most famous for playing George on Seinfeld. So given all of that, I tried to buy you a little bit of time to think about your answer. If we're playing recast here, who are you going to recast in Home Alone?
Oh, can I do it with Indians players? That's what I know best. I don't know any child actors. I like the Goldberg kid. I like that choice. How about with Indian? How about if I put a twist on it and cast
I love that
Indian
twist.
Players? How about Jose Ramirez, though his English might present a problem, but Jose Ramirez as Kevin McAllister, because it would be fun to watch him run around airports in New York City without his parents. And as far as Marv and what's his bad name? What band? It's Marvin who?
Marvin Harry.
Marvin Harry. Let's see. Let's see. Ian's players. How about Kluber? And Kluber is Marv. He can handle that role. Kluber is a fantastic actor. Kluber is Marv. I'm trying to buy myself some more time. Let's go with Gomes as Harry. Those two are kind of close. So we'll go with those two as the web bandits. We'll go with Jose as the Kevin McAllister.
We'll try and buy you a couple of extra seconds here. We just want one more character out of you. We both picked Buzz also, just because Buzz was notorious in those movies. Even though he wasn't on screen a ton, if there was anybody on that Indians roster who could fulfill the role of Buzz, who would it be?
I'll go with Kipnis as Buzz, wow, because Kipnis is a bit of a kind of a trash talk and kind of, he's got a little bit of attitude to him. So I think Kipnis can pull off the Buzz role very well. And he and Jose kind of play off each other a little bit anyway. So I like that kind of tandem in those roles. This is a fun game.
Hey, I'm enjoying the spin you put on it there, Joel. I like that.
That's what I know best. I don't know any actors. I don't know actors very well. I do know the Indians, so I'll go with that.
We're going to try and have you on a weekly basis. That's the plan. We'll try and have you on when we have our weekly recast special, and we'll see if we can think of a different mover where you can incorporate Indians players to play the roles of those characters. Joel, we know you're a busy man down in Arizona soaking up the sunshine down there, but we really appreciate you giving us some of your time. And, hey, have a great time down there. I know you're working, but enjoy being down there, even though the sun is out here, and it's certainly not too bad up here in Northeast Ohio. A lot better than we're used to, that's for sure.
I've heard that. Again, congrats on your show, and I'll come on anytime. Good luck, guys, okay?
Thanks.
All right. Thank you, Joel. That's Joel Hammond of the Cleveland Indians joining us here on Bullseye on the afternoon.